resting in your arms.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We started looking at the Word of God. We said, number one, you have to hear the Word of God because faith comes by hearing. You have to hear the Word of God first and foremost. Then you have to make other decisions and you have to believe it is the Word of God. And we showed you that through scriptures, that the Word has been inspired by God to mankind to write. So God is the author of the Bible, but men wrote what God told them to write. We looked at that. So we want to pick it up from here and see what God tells us about His Word.
So I've got to accept that it is God's Word. Number one, I have to hear it. Number two, I have to accept it is God who said it. So until I heard, you need to be saved, because John 3:3 says, and I believed and I accepted it as God's word, I was then able to take the next step and put action to my faith. Because faith came by hearing, but faith without works is dead. I accepted it and I put action to my faith and I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Can you say amen? 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says this, and we also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. I mean, that's the NIV translation of 1 Thessalonians 2:13. I'll read it to you again. This tells you exactly what I'm saying. We also thank God continually. This was Paul writing to the Thessalonians in Thessalonica. We also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you are hearing the word of God from me today. Are you going to receive it as the word of God? Look what it says. When you heard the word of God, which you received, or which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is the Word of God, which is actually at work in you who believe. You see, when you believe the Word, you accept, you hear the Word, you accept the Word, it starts working a good work in you. He which has begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is really a powerful, powerful thing. I've got to hear the word. I've got to accept that it is God's word. Then I have to make a decision. I heard it. I accept it as God's word. Now, here comes step number three. I have to choose to believe. I have to choose to believe that word that I heard. Hebrews 3:19. Out of the Amplified says, so we see that they were not able to enter into God's rest, the promised land, because of unbelief and an unwillingness to trust God. So we see that they were not able to enter into His rest, the promised land, these are the Israelites, because of unbelief and an unwillingness to trust in God. Excuse me. That's the Amplified translation of Hebrews 3:19. The Passion Translation says, it is clear that they could not enter into their inheritance because they wrapped their hearts in unbelief. They wrapped their hearts in unbelief. I choose to believe it or not. And if I've chosen to believe it, then I'm going to do something else. But you've got to first hear the word. You've got to accept that it is the Word of God. Then I've got to choose to believe or unbelieve. I've got to choose to believe it or not believe it. Because if I've heard it and I accept it as God's Word, now I still have the choice. I've heard, I believe it's God's Word. Now, or I accept it as God's Word. Now I have to choose, do I believe what He's saying? And the best way to get to that place is to get an intimate relationship with God. When you've got a relationship with Him and you talk to Him and you're driving in your car talking to Him and at home and you communicate, you've got intimacy with God, you will learn to believe God. You will know how much He cares, how much He loves you, how powerful He is. You will know it. way better than just reading it. You see, a lot of people know about God, but that's where it ends. They don't know God. You see, we know the written word, but do we know the one who wrote the word? That's a big question. That's a real question for you to answer. We know the written word. We read it. But do I know the one who wrote it? Because he's the one trying to lead my life and guide me and direct me. That's powerful stuff. Can you say amen? Let me just tell you something. Unbelief, I call it a blessing thief. Unbelief is a blessing thief. Because look what he says here. He says, it is clear that they could not enter into their inheritance because of unbelief. What's my inheritance? God's told me already. He said, I'm a joint heir together with Christ, and whatever God has is mine. Well, God is the healer. My inheritance is good health. Come on. Good health. That's my inheritance. Prosperity. My inheritance. Peace. Joy. Protection. Direction. It's all part of my inheritance. For God came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. That's my inheritance. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All of them. The inheritance that we have as children of God covers everything you're ever going to need. But you've got to hear, you've got to accept it's God, and you've got to believe it. Can you say amen? And this is really the basics of what we do. You know what? Someone said, do you know what you're seeing when you watch two championship teams play for a title? What you're watching is the masters of the basics. Masters of the basics. Those ones who stick with the basics get to the finish line. Here, faith comes. Accept. It's God's word. Believe, and then I'll do something else. But you've got to stay with the basics. I play golf. I've mentioned this before. And sometimes I forget certain things, and I lift my head before I hit the ball. And then I miss the ball, or I skin the ball. Or I don't keep my left arm straight, and I miss the ball again. The basics are left arm straight, head down. That's it. That's it. And if I forget the basics, I'm in trouble. These guys that are in these huge teams in the Super Bowl are masters of the basics. They still got to remember to throw that ball, and they still got to remember how and how. It's the basics. The basics. Block your guys attacking. Get your defense going. There are basics that they have to learn and stick to. If I stop marking someone and I'm defending and I stop marking him, he's going through for a touchdown or a goal. The basics are you stay on your man. You mark your man. Have you seen it? They're running and he's watching his guy and he's running and grabbing his shirt. That's the basics. And so these are masters of the basics. Come on. And that's what we should be in the kingdom of God. He says, you guys should be on steak, but I still got to give you milk because you haven't even mastered the basics yet. You're still in us fighting. You're still not doing things the way you're supposed to. You still don't step out in faith. You're supposed to be eating broccoli and steak, and I've got to give you milk again. Isn't that what God said? Because you haven't even mastered the basics, and you've been a Christian for 30 years. You're still fighting whether to tithe or not. Master the basics. Master the basics. That's funny, isn't it? Think about that. Amen. Okay, so the fourth thing. We saw you got to hear, then you got to accept, then you got to choose to believe. The fourth thing is you've got to act. You got to act. You got to have corresponding actions. And that's James 2:20, you all know. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? He calls a man who's got faith and not using it foolish. That's the New King James. But do you want to know, O foolish man, faith without works or corresponding actions, faith without works is dead. It's useless. So what comes by hearing? Faith comes by hearing. So we all got faith. You were here last week. You were here the week before. We're here on Sundays. We were here last night, Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday. And we hear the word of God. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. And we're all fat with faith. All of us. But it's dead. Not doing us an ounce of good. Not us. But a lot of people, they're sitting in churches. They got the word. They got the faith. And yet, they're still defeated in all of the areas, or most areas. Because they're not appropriating the faith that's coming to them. They've chosen, they've done the right thing. They've heard, and faith came. They accepted as God, and then they chose to believe. But that's not enough. The Bible says, even the demons believe and tremble. But none of them are being saved. Even the devils believe and fear and tremble. But they're not saved. So you can believe all you want. But if you don't act on what you believe, you're going to be wanting. Can you say amen? The Message translation says, use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? I like that. The Message translation, I'll say it again. The Message translation, use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? You can't do it. Faith without work is dead. Amen. And as you believe and you speak and do what the word says, the kingdom of God on the inside of you starts coming out and changing the circumstances around you. So you've got to get this thing going on in your life. So you've got to hear the word, faith comes. You've got to accept as God's word. Then you've got to choose to believe what the word says. Then you've got to act on that word. And that's a sign of belief. Abraham, the Bible says, was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. He went to take Isaac. He was fully persuaded his wife would have the baby. Are you fully persuaded that the word of God is true? That he is your healer. He's Jehovah Rapha. Are you fully persuaded? That's the question. And then the fifth thing is stand. Because it's in that place from hearing to accepting to choosing to believe and then acting. Now waiting for the manifestation is when the enemy attacks. The Bible says we inherit the promises through faith and patience. Hebrews 6:12. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. So, having done all to stand, in Ephesians 6:13, he says, stand. You've done those things. Now stand and don't move off of what you're believing, what you've done. You've got to not be moved by every wind and doctrine. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he will receive anything. One minute he's believing, then he's not. No, it's gone. You've got to stand and believe. And you stay standing because Hebrews 6, let me read it to you. Verse 11, out of the passion. But we long to see you passionately advance until the end and you find your hope fulfilled. So you got to advance until your hope, what you believe in God for, is fulfilled. Verse 12, so don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm, but follow the example of those who fully receive what God has promised because of their strong faith and patient endurance.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie. Voted North Carolina's best soul food restaurant, Nana Morrison's has been dishing out homemade cuisine for over a decade. Their new location is now open, 10234 Southwest Meeting Street, Port St. Lucie in Tradition. Craving fried chicken, mac and cheese, or collard greens? Nana Morrison's Soul Food has something for everyone. Mark your calendars and be part of the grand opening